Park City Manager Diane Foster, along with Park City Mayor Jack Thomas and Summit County Transportation Director Caroline Ferris, were just a few of those who attended a meeting at the state capitol Wednesday with Bebop Gestra, COO of Hyperloop, to hear more about this futuristic idea to quickly transport people using tubes in pressurized capsules that ride on a cushion of air. The technology is much more complicated than that, but it was first made public in 2013 by inventor Elon Musk, who revealed a route that he was planning to build between Los Angeles and San Francisco. What's now a six-hour car drive would be reduced to 35 minutes in Hyperloop. City Manager Diane Foster told KPCW before the meeting that other agencies planning to attend the meeting included the Lieutenant Governor's Office, as well as representatives from the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, UDOT, the Utah Transit Authority, and the Governor's Office of Economic Development. The meeting was arranged by Sharon Anderson Morris with Strategic News Service, who puts on the speaker series, as well as hosts the Future in Review Conference in Park City.
Initially, it's informational, although I think because of the people that will be in the room for that discussion, it's a very serious discussion about the question being, should Utah make a bid for being a Hyperloop city? I think a lot of folks think that we may see that in LA, particularly if they're doing an Olympic bid. However, it's not out of the question that if the state of Utah were in the future to do an Olympic bid, is that kind of transportation something? I think we have heard from the Olympic Committee that they want to see green games.
The meeting comes as Park City and Summit County are planning future transportation solutions.
Something like a Hyperloop would be quite interesting. It's new and innovative. You won't see that in the list of things that Nate and Alfred are recommending, right? We'll be more focusing on things like bus rapid transit with a dedicated lane from Kimball Junction so you can get into town faster on a bus. HOV lane so that the bus from the park and ride lot can get into town faster than you can in a car. So those will be the kind of local versions we'll see. However, you'll hear Roger Armstrong from the county very much talk about that we also need to be focusing on the what are we doing in the future and how are we pushing the envelope. So again, it's that balance between what are we doing short term while making sure we keep an eye on the long term.
Summit County Councilmember Roger Armstrong also attended and said the concept and possibilities are fascinating and the technology appears to be much closer to implementation than he imagined. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.